I was thinking in the last 2 days, I just want to hear songs of praise. I just want, you know, I was just thinking about that, and then that song comes up. That was just providential. That was so providential. Just, it was about praise. And that's what we're here for, is to praise the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we're here for. Now, the message has to do with three doors and a shepherd this morning. This message is a continuation of chapter 8. It's not another at another time and another message. It's our Lord is still continuing this sermon and this message, this conversation with the Pharisees. This is still going on. So we keep that in mind. You remember our Lord had left the temple back in chapter 8 because they wanted to stone him for what he had to say. And in chapter 9, it's all given to this blind man. The healing of this blind man, giving sight to him. And how that after he had been given sight, the Pharisees called him, interrogated him, upset that he was healed on the Sabbath day. They called his parents in, interrogated them, and they said, he's of age, ask him. And this blind man, as they asked him these questions, he didn't know much, but what he knew was this. A man named Jesus, called Jesus, gave me my sight. And he did not back down. He did not back down. And they excommunicated him. And the Lord found him, looking for him, after he heard he'd been cast out. And then he revealed himself to him as the Son of God. And he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshiped, is what he did. And this story continues now. And the Lord here gives a parable. And in this parable, he gives very familiar examples. The porter, the door, the sheepfold, the thieves, the robbers, the shepherd. He kept it simple. And I think we have to learn, as us who preach, we have to learn to keep it simple. Not try to be intellectual. Just keep it simple, as our Lord did. Now, he begins with a sheepfold. You see, in each city, there was a sheepfold, and it was surrounded by high walls to keep the thieves and the robbers out. That's what those high walls are for. It was to protect the sheep at nighttime. The shepherds would bring their sheep into town, into the city, and then they would take them over to this sheep pen, and the porter there, who kept that lot, he would let the sheep in, and then the porters or the shepherds would go off and spend the night, and then they'd come back the next morning. And when they came back the next morning, the porter would open to the shepherd, and they would call their sheep, and their sheep would come out to them, to their voice. They knew the shepherd's voice. I mean, the shepherd would come in and call his sheep, and he'd call them by name. And those sheep would come out and follow him. And that's the example our Lord is giving here. Because you see, this blind man, who was blind from birth, heard the shepherd's voice, and he followed them. The thieves and the robbers, the Pharisees, did not hear his voice. And he says, the reason you didn't hear my voice, he says later on in this chapter, because you're not of my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. And so this is how the story takes off. And the Lord says in verse 1, verily, verily, I say unto you, I'm telling you something very important. He's speaking to the Pharisees now. He's speaking to the Jews that are standing around there and the Pharisees. I'm telling you something very important. Listen to me. Listen to what I have to say. He that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold. This is the first door. It's the door into the sheepfold. And what he's saying, he that does not come by the prescribed way, the way of redemption, the way of blood, the way of righteousness, the way the Father has set forth. The Father is the porterman here in this parable. And he's the one who opens the door. He's the one who lets the shepherd in. He's the one who recognizes the shepherd. He's the one who set. He's the one who set out the credentials, so to speak, of the shepherd, the true shepherd. And he says here that he that enters not by the door into the sheepfold, the prescribed way, the ordained way, which is the way of redemption, the way of blood, the way of righteousness. Anyone who claims to be Messiah has to have this. They have to have it. But he climbs up some other way than prescribed by the Father, is what he's saying. He may come by works, he may come by heritage, whatever it is, but he climbs up some other way. He climbs up over the wall. Now, why would you climb over a wall when you got a door there? Because the thief and the robber knows they're not allowed in. They know they're not the Messiah. They know they're not. They don't have the credentials that the porter prescribed. They don't have it, so they climb up over the wall. You see, the thief and the robber climbs up some other way. He tries any and every other way except the right way that the Father laid down before the foundation of the world. He comes any other way but the prescribed way. And the same who does this is a thief and a robber. He's not the shepherd. He's not the shepherd. The sheep are not his. They're not his. These false shepherds try to come in. They try to rob Christ of his glory and rob the sheep of the blessings. And the sheep here, as we'll see later on, they don't hear the stranger's voice. They hear the master's voice. They hear his voice. But the reason these thieves and robbers come, they only come to feed themselves. Look over in Ezekiel 34. You can read that whole chapter later on sometime, but Ezekiel 34. Let me read something here, because he's talking about these thieves and robbers are false prophets, what they are. In chapter 34. I didn't mark that down, so take me a minute to get there. Look in verse 1. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God unto the shepherds, Woe be to the shepherds of Israel that feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? You eat the fat, and you clothe you with wool. You kill them that are fed, but you feed not the flock. The disease have ye not strengthened, neither have ye healed that which was sick, neither have ye bound up that which was broken, neither have ye brought again that which was driven away, neither have ye sought that which was lost, but with force and with cruelty have ye ruled them. Our Lord heals this man, and they're mad. They're so mad they want to kill him. And they were scattered because there's no shepherd, and they became meat to all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. My sheep wander through all the mountains and upon every high hill. Yea, my flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth, and none did search or seek after them. The thief is interested in nothing but themselves, and feeding themselves, and fleecing the sheep, getting out of the sheep what they can get out of them. That's all it's about. But now listen, he that entereth in by the door, the ordained way of God, the ordained way set by the Father, righteousness, blood, sacrifice. You see, he has the proper credentials. Christ entered by the door that was ordained by the Father. He's no imposter. They called him a blasphemer, an imposter. That's what they called him. He's telling them, I'm no imposter. I've got the credentials. All you got to do is, listen. That's what he's saying. Listen to me. Listen, he's no imposter. He has the proper credential. He has all that the porter requires. He has all of it. He has all that the Father requires. Our Lord came according to the Scriptures. What did Paul say in 1 Corinthians 15, 3 and 4? Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. He was buried and rose again according to the Scriptures. The Scriptures back up his claim as Messiah, as God. The scriptures back it up. To him, to this shepherd, the porter, God the Father, openeth. Openeth. The porter opens the door of the sheepfold to him and no one else, because there is no other shepherd. He's the only one. He's the only one who has the right to the sheep that's in that sheepfold he's talking about. He's the only one who has the right to it. Look over in verse 29 of John chapter 10. In verse 29, my father, which gave them, me, the sheep, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my father's hand. He gave them to me. They're mine. I have a right to them, and I have the right credentials to them. Blood, the blood of atonement, righteousness, obedience. He has it all. He has it all. And this shows here also, listen, to him the porter openeth. This shows the Father's approval of him. He doesn't open it to anyone else. To him the porter openeth. Look over in Psalm 24. Here in Psalm 24. Listen to this. Verse 7. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He's the King of glory. You see, he has the right credentials. Who's the door opened up to? To this sheepfold. It's opened up to the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of glory. That's who he has the right credentials. And when he enters in and he calls his sheep, and I believe he's speaking here, I think this first door and this sheepfold has to do with Judaism. It has to do with the Jews. It says that the gospel was preached to the Jews first and then to the Gentiles. We'll see that door in a minute. But right now he's speaking to these Pharisees. He's speaking to these Jews. And he's saying here that the porter, the sheep that are in this sheepfold, God has sheep in Jerusalem. That's where the gospel was preached first. And the first church that rose up was in Jerusalem. And the sheep hear his voice. Our Lord's in the temple. He is speaking the truth. He's telling them the truth. He's giving it so powerfully. He's revealing himself as God. They take up stones to stone him. He walks out of the temple. He saw a blind man, blind from birth, told that he puts spit on and clay and made a clay out of it, a mud thing out of it, put it on his eyes, told him to go wash in the pool of Siloam. He went and he came seeing. You know why he went? He heard the shepherd's voice. That's exactly why he went. He did exactly what the voice of the shepherd said. He heard his voice. He's blind as a bat. Couldn't see anything. But he heard his voice. He heard him. There's a sheep. That sheep's his. He has a right to that sheep. Those Pharisees, those men who were educated in the Word of God, they couldn't hear him because he's not of their sheep. He said that so plainly. I'll show you that in a minute. That blind man heard his master's voice. Oh, the sheep hear his voice. His sheep hear his voice. They know the voice of their master when he calls them. There are many voices calling out to the sheep. Satan is so subtle. He sets out a lot of voices. He sends out a lot of voices. But the sheep don't hear any voice but one voice when God saves them. And that's the voice of the shepherd, the good shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ. When by grace they hear his gospel voice, they follow him. They follow him. Listen to these scriptures. In Matthew 9:9. And as Jesus passed forth from thence, he saw a man, just like he saw that blind man. He saw everybody around there. He could see everyone around there. But he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of custom, and he saith unto him, follow me. That's all he said. He didn't sit down and explain the gospel to him. He said, follow me. And listen, he said, follow me. And he arose, Matthew did, sitting there at the seat of customs. And he arose and followed him. John 1:43. The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee and findeth Philip. He's looking for him. He's looking for his sheep. He's on the trail of his sheep. He findeth Philip, because he's looking for Philip, and he says unto him, he just says this two words, follow me. Follow me. There's no long explanation. There's no theological explanation. He just says, follow me. And with that command goes the power to do it. You see, Matthew got up from the receipt of custom, left the money there, just got up and left. Matthew 4:18-20. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. They were at work with their father. And he saith unto them, he's walking by the sea. Now, he's not strolling. This is not a stroll. He's walking by the sea on purpose. He's going to go by this boat where they're fishing. He saw them casting nets. They were not next to the shore. These men are not, they're not docked at shore. They're throwing their net. They're out there. They're out there deep enough to fish. And he saith to them, follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. And they straightway, they didn't say, well, wait a minute, like that one man said, well, let me go bury my father. He said, let the dead bury the dead. You come and follow me. And he said to them, follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. They got out of the boat and said, goodbye, Dad. They said, goodbye. He that loves mother, father, sister, brother more than me is not worthy of me. They didn't turn around and consider Dad to be left in the boat. You know, what are we going to do? They got out of the boat and followed him. If Jesus Christ ever says to you and me, follow me, we'll do it. If he walks by, if he passes by this morning, and he says to someone here this morning, follow me, I promise you, you'll follow. When that shepherd calls, you hear his voice, and you won't have this excuse or that excuse. You'll follow the master's voice. Some of you have already done it. Some of you have followed the master, and you're still following him. You're still following him. When the shepherd calls, the sheep follow. And he calleth his, now listen, he didn't just call sheep. He didn't just say, here, sheep. He didn't do that. He calleth his own sheep by name. You see, the shepherds back then gave their sheep names like we do to our dogs now. You know, we give our dogs names. They gave their sheep names. And they would call him by name. And he calleth. Now, this is so important. This is so important. If a person cannot see election in this, they don't want to see it. They don't want to see it. It's so evident in this scripture. He calleth. And he continually calls us. You know, he's continually calling us to himself. He calls his own sheep by name. By doing this, number one, he shows ownership. They're his sheep. He owns them. He bought them with the price, his blood, his obedience. By doing this, he's showing his love for them. They're my sheep. Nobody else's. If there's 99 sheep, as one has gone astray, he says the shepherd, the true shepherd, the loving shepherd, goes after them. You see, a hireling won't go after them. A hireling will say, well, you know, 99% is, that's pretty good odds. I mean, that's a pretty good number. You know, that's good numbers to a businessman, isn't it? 99% profit? You know, I only lost 1%. Jesus Christ, to him, that's total failure. That is total failure to the Lord Jesus Christ, to lose one. To lose one. He goes after that one. You see, the hireling says, I ain't going out there. The bear, the lion, and whatever else can have it. But he goes out and gets it. And then this shows his care for their sheep. Cast all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. He loves the sheep. He knows the sheep. He has knowledge of the sheep. And he cares for the sheep. Who's cared for you all your life? Who cared for Gomer? Who left her corn and her wine? She thought it was her lovers. We think, we may think because of our intelligence, our super intelligence, that we're able to make this great living, have a great job. God gave that to us. You know how fast you can be made to be dumb as a box of rocks? You can get hit in the head on the way home and you won't even know your name or anybody else's. He gives us the intelligence we have, the abilities we have. Lord, it's all yours. It's all yours. Talent, the gifts we have, to sing, to preach, to do, to give, to pray. That's all given of God. That's all given of God. Our Lord knew every one of his sheep before they ever knew him. He knew me before I knew him. Madison was saying the other day, was in there, she says, I don't like my name. She was just saying, I don't like my name. I like change. You didn't like the name Madison. I told Vicki this the other day, or yesterday, yesterday before yesterday. I said, I love my name. I love my name. It's a peculiar name. It's a special name. I have a special name. You know, one day when I was born, Mom and Dad, no doubt, were saying, what do we name you? Name this or that? And, you know, they settled upon Jonathan Darrell Chapman. Well, the Chapman's automatic, but they settled upon Jonathan Darrell. You know why they settled upon that? They said, you know, I like that name. Yeah, let's call him that. That name was written in the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world. I love that name. God gave it to me. God gave me my name. And they're standing there in a hospital, or, you know, Mom probably laying there in a bed trying to decide, what do we call it? You're going to call me exactly what God's called me long before creation. I'm telling you the truth. I wouldn't change my name for nothing. I might change it to a name that's not written there. Yeah, you don't want that, do you? I don't want that. I keep my name. Listen, he calleth his own sheep by name and he leadeth them out. He doesn't send them out. He leadeth them out. You see, that's why I say that I believe he's speaking to the Jews here. He's speaking of Judaism, because the Lord doesn't lead his sheep out of the church. He leads them into it. He's leading them out. He led that blind man and the others whom he saved. He led them out of Judaism. He led them out of that ceremonialism. He led them out of that legalism. He leads them out of whatever ism they're in, paganism, whatever it is. He leads, and he continually leads us out. That's what he's doing. He leads us out, and he does so by his Spirit, by his gospel, by his grace. He continually leads us out of this world. He calls us out from the world. Come ye out from among them, saith the Lord. He leads us out of these things. And when he puts forth his sheep, when he brings them out, listen. Now, listen. When he putteth forth his own sheep, these are his. These are his. He goes before them. whenever he calls his sheep out of or from wherever they are, he goes before them. He doesn't go behind them. He's not driving them. They're not goats. They're sheep. He never calls us to go back, but to go forward. He calls us out to himself. Exodus 14:15, and the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. You see, the finish line in any race, I've never, ever seen a finish line behind the race. You don't start to... No, the finish line is always in front of you. Paul said this in Philippians 3:14, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Heaven is onward and upward. He calls them forth. He puts them forth. He calls them forth. He leads them forth by example, by his word, by his spirit. He leads us. He goeth before them. Well, this verse just meant so much more to me after I was reading that scripture there. It says, he goeth before them. Listen to John 14:2-3. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. I'm going before you. I'm going into heaven itself to prepare a place for a place of acceptance. I'm preparing a place for you. You know, heaven is a place prepared for his sheep. And the Lord went before and prepared it. He's not preparing it now. It's prepared. It's ready. He's just making us ready. It's ready. And if I go and prepare a place for you, if I go ahead and prepare a place for you, I'll come again, receive you to myself. I'll come to the sheepfold. And I'll call them out. And I'll call them out one by one. And where I am, there may you be also. And he says here, and the sheep follow him. He goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. One of the unique things about sheep is this. They know the shepherd's voice, and they follow wherever he leads. And a stranger, he says, will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice. And that word voice also has the meaning of tone. You know, our voice has a certain tone to it. Everyone's voice here has a certain tone. And I tell you this, the children of the parents know the tone of that voice. They know the tone of that voice. I don't care if you have 1,000 people in here. If there's 1,000 people in here and my father's spoke, I'd know the tone of that voice. A stranger they'll not follow, for they know not the voice of strangers. A sheep will not follow a stranger. You know, we teach our children not to follow strangers, don't we? God teaches his children not to follow strangers also. It's amazing how in tune sheep are to their shepherd. They're in tune to his voice. And then he gives an example as I wind this down. He just said, my sheep hear my voice, stranger they not follow. He's the true shepherd. In verse 6, this parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. He said, my sheep hear my voice, and stranger they not follow. And those Pharisees he was speaking to and some other Jews standing around there, they said, what is he talking about? Do you know what he's talking about? I know what he's talking about. I can hear his voice. I hear what he's saying. Look over in John chapter 10 there. Look over in verse 24. Then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, how long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you plainly, and you believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. They saw the man that was blind now see. But you believe not. Here's why. Because you're not my sheep. As I said to you, my sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them to me is greater than all. No man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. You see, the porter gave them to me. The Father opened the door and gave him the sheep back in eternity. And he says, the reason you don't hear my voice, the reason you're turning a deaf ear to me, because you're not my sheep. That's the truth. You have to deny scriptures and say that's not so. It's so. And now we come to the second door. Then said Jesus unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. See, the first door had to do with the shepherd and his right to the sheep. This door is the one that the sheep enter, and they have right to the sheepfold. They have right to the kingdom of God. They have right to heaven. They have a right to heaven. Jesus Christ is the door from which we pass from death unto life. He's the door from which we go from works to grace, from self-righteousness to his righteousness, from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. He's the door of the sheep. You see, we go through him. We are in him. And it is in him that we enter into glory. You see, a door is for one purpose. That's to either come into this room or go out of this room. It's to either come from outside in or from inside out. And tells us here in a minute that he's the door in which we go in and out. We're never outside of him. Our Lord is the door. Listen, he's the door into the church. Not baptism. Not the Lord's table. Not a profession. Christ himself is the door into the church. Now, we confess him by baptism, but he's the door. He's the door. And there's only one door, and that's him. There's no other way. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. All that ever came claiming to be Messiah. There is a good, you know, there's some really good on the internet. I Googled this morning. How many messiahs how many people have claimed to be Messiah? Unbelievable list. All these different names of men that have come along claiming to be the Messiah. But none of them had the credentials that the porter laid down in his word, that he laid down in that covenant of grace. None of them had that credentials. He said, all that ever came before me claiming to be the Messiah were thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. No sheep ever followed a false prophet to final destruction. No sheep. You know, heaven is made up of an innumerable company of men and women saved by the grace of God, the blood of Christ, the righteousness of Christ. Not one ever followed a false prophet to final ruin. He has 100% success. He said in Isaiah 42, my servant shall not fail. If one perishes, he failed. He failed. The sheep did not follow any of those false prophets to eternal ruin. And even now, in our day, the Lord Jesus Christ is going to call his sheep. Now, some of them may be in this congregation somewhere, and another one somewhere, and another one somewhere else, but he knows where they are. And he's going to call them out. When the Lord called me by his grace, and when I heard the gospel, and I heard the gospel in power, and he called me, I tried to stay where I was at. I wanted to stay there, and I wanted to tell them the truth. I told them, I was excited. And when I told him the truth, the pastor got mad at me. I was serious. I was surprised. I thought, I've found something here. I have good news, and I was telling him about it. He got mad. And I was talking to Henry about it. And Henry said to me, he said, you'll probably have to leave there. He knew I'd have to leave there, but He didn't say, well, you got to leave there. He just said, you'll probably have to leave there. Well, it wasn't a few weeks later. I had to leave there. It got so bad. I had to leave. One preacher stood in the pulpit, and I was sitting up next to the front row, and he said, we have a Calvinist in our midst now. No, you don't. You have a believer. You have a child of God. You have a sheep whom the Lord has found, revealed the gospel to. That's what you have. And I had to leave there. I couldn't stay. And no sheep will stay under a false gospel. Not when he hears the shepherd, not when he or she hears the shepherd's voice. You're not staying. I promise you. You're not going to stay. You're going to leave. You're going to leave. And then the last door, and I'm going to make this brief. I am. You notice he says, I am. I am the light. This is God speaking. God's the shepherd. God's our shepherd. I am the door. By me, if any man, you see, for he was speaking to the Pharisees, the Jews, talking about Judaism. Now he's speaking to us Gentiles. He's speaking to his other sheep. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and go in and out and find pasture. Our Lord been speaking to the Jews, and now he's speaking to us. If any man enter in, one may say, but what if I'm not a sheep? What if I'm not a sheep? Are you any man? I am. Boy, that just opened the door wide open. Any man. Whosoever will. If any man enter in. Look over in John. Look over in verse 16. Look in verse 16. And well, verse 15. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring. And they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. We're not Jews and Gentiles. We're one fold. There's one true Israel, the spiritual Israel of God, and it's made up of Jews and Gentiles. And our Lord is the door by which Jew and Gentile enter God's church, God's presence, and God's heaven. He said, I'm the door. And you'll go in and out and find pasture. That is, you'll go in the church for fellowship, exactly what you did this morning. Here you are this morning. You came in here for fellowship. You came in here to hear from the shepherd. You came in here. Now, in a little while, we're going to go out. But now, he tells us this. Whether you come in here, whether you go out, you're going to find pasture. Because the shepherd is going to lead you. You're going to be sitting down, and you're going to think of a scripture. You may think of this message again. I find pasture every day when I'm not here. I think upon the Lord every day, every day. Scripture comes to my mind. Wake up 4 o'clock in the morning. Scripture just rolling, rolling. I wish I could preach to you like I preach laying in bed. I preach with such authority, and I do. I preach with such freedom, it's unbelievable how much freedom I have until I have to get up. But you go in and out and you find pasture. The shepherd is always pasturing us. He's always leading and guiding us. Always. But and last of all, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. He's not coming for you. He's coming for yours, your back pocket. Your influence. You know, some people attend these large congregations for influence. I know businessmen that attend big congregations. I know one or two I'm thinking of particularly. But they go where they go for influence. Name dropping. Connections. As I say, business is a contact sport. You're going to be in business, you're going to have to learn how to make contacts. But he says here, the thief comes not but to kill or steal. I'm come that they might have life. I didn't come to take from them, but to give to them. And that they might have it more abundantly. That word abundantly means superior in quality. Isn't that something? that the life you and I have in Christ is superior in quality to the life we have in this flesh. It's the life of God. We have the life of God. There are two completely different motives between the true shepherd and the false shepherd. One comes to give life, and we'd have it and have it more abundantly. The other comes but to fleece the sheep. That's all. Come on. One came to save, to give life to the sheep. The other came to fleece the sheep and kill them. Kill them. Christ told those Pharisees, you compass sea and land, and when you have made one proselyte, you have made them twofold the children of hell. That's the only reason you come. They're empty. You know, one of the reasons they hated the Lord so much, you know what one of the reasons was? Probably one of the main reasons. It tells us, envy. He got a bigger following. Those who were following them were now listening to him, and it's like, oh, we're going to lose our income here. Oh, Christ is the shepherd of the sheep. Now, next time we'll pick up on the good shepherd. All this is going on now, still right there where that blind man was healed and talked to those Pharisees. This whole thing's going on right there. We don't lose sight of that because it really puts it in perspective. All right.